What makes us see something as weird? What makes us think something's ugly? What makes us view something as beautiful? If you're wondering, it's perception. Hi guys, I'm your host Nadia, and welcome to Unsaid Words. As a society, we leave a lot of things unspoken or unsaid for fear of judgment or controversy. But on this podcast, we don't regret what we don't say. We just say it. So join me in discussing all the things we leave unsaid. I started out the episode by asking, what makes something blank? Insert the common labels that we use to describe things that we don't understand. If we see a face or a face structure or a facial feature that we haven't seen before isn't common, we call it ugly. If we hear or see of a different way of thinking, that's kind of weird. But I wanted to speak on why these labels aren't true and how it relates and correlates to our perception. So let's break down perception for a minute. Perception, by its dictionary definition, is what you interpret. It's your understanding of a given situation, person, or object, a mental impression. So, perception is based on experiences, and these experiences make impressions in your brain. Then, your brain reverts to these impressions to make an interpretation, and these interpretations are what we view, or the lens that we view our reality from. But perception is not reality. That's why when it comes to things like optical illusions, maybe you see the black and blue dress or the white and gold dress because of your perception. And perception is simply your brain and how it's wired based on your experiences and how it takes those experiences and converts them into truth in your everyday life. Another good example of perception is the phrase, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That could not be any more perception-based, because whether you think something's totally ugly, it would be so beautiful to someone else. So it's completely based on your experiences, and honestly, it's not reality. And the way you value it may be different from someone else, because perception plus experience equals value. But back to labels. I'm here to challenge the process of labeling things so quickly without full and total understanding. And we can never really label anything accurately or in the actual reality because we view everything from our own reality. So before you go calling someone or something else a label that isn't true, challenge that thought. Say, is this my own experience or is this reality? And from there, we can decipher what's real, what's fake, and what's society influenced to say, oh, well, this is weird and this is ugly, but this is beautiful. We go in our mind and rewire our reality by just telling our brain new things. Another way we can change our perception is by changing our perspective. That's why a lot of times, in order to understand other people, they may say, well, put yourself in my shoes. When we put ourselves in other people's shoes and we change our perspective or our point of view, the change of view changes our meaning, or AKA our perception. So we can better get an understanding of other people and feel for them a little more when we change our perspective. Now, changing your perception isn't easy, but if every time we get a new thought, we challenge it with another thought or an opposite thought, we can completely change our old way of thinking. Something you may have underappreciated before, you would be totally grateful for after the rewiring of your brain. Something that you may not view as valuable now, if you do the work to change your perception, you may view as totally valuable later. And in every area of our lives. And when we change our perception, especially from negative to positive, we can change our position of gratitude. We can be more grateful for the things that we have. I think I like this little life. And we'll just be able overall to romanticize our lives for what they are, put our hearts in a posture of thanksgiving, and we're just overall better when we don't perceive things the way everyone else does, when we don't perceive things in a way that's negative, and when we're really conscious of what we're thinking, we can better have control over our minds. So I challenge you, as I'm challenging myself, change your perception and change your reality. The Bible says, take every thought captive and lead it into the obedience of Christ. And that's what I'm challenging you to do today, to take every thought captive. And after a while, you won't even recognize yourself. You'll be more grateful. Your heart will be in a posture of gratitude. And we'll be the 1%. We'll be the left brain thinkers, the people who romanticize everything, think more positive than everyone else, just live an overall more positive life. Now that that unsaid word is said and we talked about perception, subscribe to the podcast for new episodes every week and follow us on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod for advice, bloopers, never before seen footage, and all things unsaid words. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.